Today is the Shem Hashem, the Eke Asher Eke. All right. Yeah, I know. All right, we'll do it again. Yeah, okay, thanks.
Hi, this is the library.
Who's calling, Blue?
This is Nancy Short. Is this Benito?
Yeah.
I passed over a list of cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll call you right back, okay?
You
gotta
call me. You don't
have
my number.
I have your number in the
class. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'll call you right back. Danny?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. What are we expecting? Great.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Who's it?
CD.
Okay.
All right, what I want to do is the Shem Hashem and Shmos Gimel Yudalad. Okay, the Rambam doesn't have it as a Shem Hashem. But others do. In Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that is a Shem Hashem. But I just want to understand, we'll try to maybe go through it a little more in the future. I just want to start today with Rashi's pshat. So Rashi says, Ekya Asher Ekya. So Rashi says, Eye Imam Betzora Zos Asher Eye Imam Bishibut Shor Malchias. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tell them that I'll be with them in this sorrow, and Asher Eye Imam B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. It's Kimo Asher Eye Imam B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. I mean, that's the way, just the semantics of the Asher. What is the Asher? Is Eye Imam Bitzara Zos Kimo Asher Eye Imam B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. That's the Asher. It's a lot of times in Lashon HaKodesh, especially in the Torah, a lot of times a word or a prefix is missing. A lot of times She is missing. You say Kimo Asher Kimo Now, as Eke Imam B'Tzara, Kmoshe Asher Eye Imam B'Tzara Acheres. So, according to Rashi, that's the pshat in the shame. In other words, I'll be with them now, just like I will be with them in the future, in the Shibut Shor Malchias. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Lefanov, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mani maskil hem tzara acheres. Why should I be masking another tzara? Dayam b'tzara zu. Enough to have this tzara. Amar lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Yofa amarta. Kos amar levnei Yisrael. Only tell them about this sar. Don't mention anything about the Shibud Malchus. So yeah, in the parentheses you see over there, he tries to explain once say that Chalila that Moshe was Hiskil Biyoser, but he wants to say that the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that initially Moshe Rabbeinu. But I tell you right now, I'm not really bothered with that question. I would just like to understand what the dialogue is. What's this dialogue? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eye imam b'tzara zu, just like Moshe, Eye imam b'tzara b'shiba shor malchus. So Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu's question seems obvious. What's the purpose of mentioning shor shibud now? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense altogether. I mean, there's one thing in dialogue, is you understand there are two positions. So, but over here, the first position, the position that it's the Gemara Brachas. The position that Rashi's quoting in Gemara Brachas, the first position, the position that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't make any sense on the surface at all. What does he have to mention the Shibud Shor Malchus for? There's no reason for it. I mean, what's the purpose of it? Yeah. That's really the main question on Rashi. That's the question on Rashi.
It's another question also. I mean,
yeah.
After Moshe presents his argument, so God's response sort of it's a total change of the original thing, because Eki originally was, just like I'm going to be over here, I'm going to be there for the future. Now you're changing level?
So
I
think
it doesn't answer the question, because Moshe says, how does the Bnei Israel think?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Max is right also. I mean, that what is the answer to the original question? So how does this? How does this fit into the original question of Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, so we have to understand what God said and how it fits into the original question of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's correct. You're right. Yeah, but I think the answer over here is like this. That the, you see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, just to take the first step. Why did he add the Sha'or Shibudim, the Sha'or Goli, the other Golias, the Shibud Malchus? Yeah, why did he add that? What was the purpose of adding that? Because what he was saying is like this, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, let's say for a person. He saves an individual from a catastrophic situation. So it doesn't mean there's no guarantee in the future that that's going to happen. I mean, it's just a one-time thing. It's a one-time thing. That at that moment, the person deserved to be saved. Or there could be another reason why the individual was saved. Maybe it wasn't based on his own merit. It could be for other reasons. The kilo machshav alsei machshav alseichem. So God's cheshbonus is based on his infinite chachma. So therefore, the fact that the individual received Yeshua Hashem could be a one-time thing. See, it's a one-time thing. Just because it happened, a person, for instance, neisakar to a person, does that mean it's going to happen again? I mean, on the contrary, ain't some chal neis? Or even so far as Ashgach is concerned, can a person ever say that because in this situation HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him, he's going to help him in the future? It's nonsensical, because he doesn't know Maasei Hashem. He doesn't know. So apparently, what Rashi is saying is, Eye imam b'shibud zeh, Asher Eye Imam B'Shibud Shor Malchus, was really addressing this issue. That this is not, you should tell them, that this is not a one-time thing. but I'm with them now in the Shibud, just like I'll be with them in the future in the other Shibud. In the other Shibud, in the Shibud of the other Golias, including our Golias. Okay? So what does that add to? Why is that so, really? Why is that so? Why is that so? So the answer is, why should it be that way? But you say, by a regular person, you can't say such a thing. The answer is, obviously, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu is that this relationship, you should explain to them the idea that the fact that I'm with them in this Shibud is based on something completely different than the regular factors that are involved in general in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat. That's a different kind of a Mishpat. The Mishpat of a Yachid is a different kind of a Mishpat. It's a Mishpat based on Schar Vanish. Happens one time, this is what the future, no one knows what the future is going to be. The future, you may be worthy, may not be worthy. It depends. It's based upon Schar Vanish. It's based upon Schar Vanish. But over here, this is completely different. This is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Amo. There's a special kind of relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is a different, which has different kinds of variables. It's not the same system. It's a different system of Hashgach. You see? So this is not a one-time event. This is not a one-time event. But this really represents a powerful relationship, a different kind of Hashgacha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is based on a different system. Which is based on a different system. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael the idea. I mean, of course, it just tells you the Rosh HaProkim. And Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He told the Skenim, the Chachmei Yisrael, he told them on their level what they could understand from this idea of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's different. It's not a one-time thing. This is a different kind of a system, a different kind of a relationship. It's a fundamental relationship. And therefore, it's a permanent relationship. And therefore, one of the dimensions that a person must know with regard to, once a person understands that idea, so he understands that Klal Yisrael really has two states. It's not just a haphazard thing. Klal Yisrael exists in two states. It exists in a state of Geula, and it exists in a state also of Golus. Two states. And in both states, the Hashgacha is just as strong. It's not any weaker. It's not any weaker in Golus. You see, that's the Ehyeh Imam B'Shibud Zeh Asher Ehyeh Imam B'Shibud Malchus. They should understand that. It is not like by a Yachid. By a Yachid, if a Yachid removes himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Now he's subject to chance, like all the Rishonim say. Now now it's a different kind of a relationship. But over here, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu was, he should teach them the idea. And you know, if you teach them, in order to teach them the idea, so you have to set forth the way the whole idea expresses itself. And the idea is based upon the concept that there really we exist before God, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in two states. In a perfect state, where you have the Mikdash, and in another state, in a state of Golus. You see the halacha is built that way. There's a Bizman she'beis HaMikdash Kayam, Bizman she'ein beis HaMikdash Kayam. It's not Bizman she'ein beis HaMikdash Kayam it's not that Bizman she'ein beis HaMikdash Kayam is not now you're thrown off in your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not true. The relationship is just as strong, not any weaker. But it's different. But it's different. But the relationship is there. That's the idea. That's it.
This
man she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. It's not just an absence. The relationship is just as strong. That's really the rastichli b'amuno, the yadat es Hashem. So right, that's what Rashi says in the Navi. He says that b'schar, and that's the whole idea of the Navi, b'schar that you maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you know that the Hashgacha is with Klal Yisrael, and it's with Klal Yisrael just as much, not any less, but it's with Klal Yisrael in a different way, in a different way, and therefore, since it is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was really necessary. It was necessary, really, to formulate it. In its full sense, in the full understanding, that they should understand this is not a happenstance. It's not a situational, not a situational state. That right now they need gula, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them gula. That is not really the understanding. The idea is that they exist now in a very strong bond of the Ashgacha. And that is what's going to bring about the gula. And this bond, this yachas, is one which is permanent, and it always exists. And Klal Yisrael, whenever they'll be in gulas, it'll be the same thing. And just like there was a geula from Mitzrayim, there will be a geula ha'asida as well. Why? It's not based on occurrences, not based on events. It's based on Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Amo, and his relationship to Klal Yisrael. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Eyei mohem betzara zu asher eyei mohem betzara acheras, b'shibur acheras. So the idea was to explain Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a haphazard thing, not just a one-time occurrence. Not a one-time occurrence. It's a different. It's something different. So, what it means, of course, what it means on one plane is what this much we could say. What is it? What does it mean? It means, of course, it means that the Ashgacha is with Klal Yisrael at all times, even in Galus. But the Ashgacha in the Gullus also, it means that it is always working towards the Gula. It is working towards the Gula. Just like in Mitzrayim, that's what it means. Ehye imam betzara zu, kemoshe ehye imam betzara acheras, b'shibud malchis acheras. It means to say that you can learn something from the Geulas Mitzrayim. It's not just a one-time thing, but there's something to be derived from Geulas Mitzrayim that we today can read the Parsha. The Parsha has the same meaning for us as it had for Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, which means just like the Ashgacha over there was with them and it was working towards the Geula, it means the Ashgacha now in the Geulas is working towards the Geula. It's a long gullus, it's different. That was a shorter gullus, this is a very long gullus. But because it's long, doesn't mean it's any different. Because it's longer, doesn't mean it's any different, but it means just like over there, the factors and the elements of the Ashgacha were working to eventually bring them to the gula. Same thing is right now. That was really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Teach them that idea. They shouldn't just think they're getting out of Mitzrayim, they're escaping, this one-time thing is happening. That's not the concept, that's not the idea. The idea is based on a Midas Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Amo, a very special system. It's a different system. It's not the system of a Yachad. A Yachad is one time. This is a permanent relationship. And therefore, they should know, they should derive from this the idea that this is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Amo. And it's the Hashgacha is permanent. It's strong, and just like in Mitzrayim, the workings of the Ashgacha was towards the Gula. Now also, Bizman HaZeh, the same thing is occurring. Same Ashgacha is there, and it's working towards the Gula. No difference, because it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch. It's not like a Yachid. A Yachid could be at one moment, he could be saved. Next moment, he has no Sheikhus. He's thrown into the realm of chance. But not by Klal Yisrael. That's really the idea. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned the Shibud Shel Golus, because it's a universal. Because it's a universal. And it's important to know that idea, because they should realize that in the future, this may happen again. And if it happens again, so then the same elements will be working. The same elements will be at work in order to bring about the Gula, just like in the Mitzrayim. Same exactly. That was the idea. That's the full idea. So Moshe Rabbeinu said. So then Moshe Rabbeinu answered. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that aspect, that's true. I mean, the idea in its full form demands, and it's even important. It's even important that they should know that for the future. In terms of knowledge, there's no question that's. If you wanted to give over the knowledge of that idea, so you have to, you should bring in the Shor Golias, you should bring it in, because that's the full idea, and it's something that the Ummah has to know. And on the contrary, they should know it now, because then when they live through the Geula, they'll be assured that in the future as well, when they go into Golas, that just like they came out of Golas Mitzrayim, they'll come out of this Golas as well. So the idea in its full form is something which the Ummah must know, should really know, and should carry with them at the from that moment on. And it's something which really rationally should really give them strength. I mean, should give them more courage. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's true. The idea on the one hand is beneficial to them, because it shows them the strength of the Ashgacha, and they know this is a permanent bond, and no matter what happens, that the Ashgacha is always there. And just like the Ashgacha will work now, they'll know when they see it working, they'll know it'll work in the future as well. So it will strengthen their knowledge of the Ashgacha. But he said, but the people aren't able to think about that. Because the people at this point, all they could think about is getting out of this tzar. In other words, their emotions are focused on escaping from the tzar. And if you're going to talk about the metaphysical relationship and give them the knowledge which is beneficial for the future, they cannot, they will not be able to tolerate it. Then the whole idea of Gula is going to be broken. Because now it's not Gula. It's true. It's for a metaphysician, it's a wonderful thing. But for a people that's in that's suffering under the oppression of Mitzrayim, then they won't be able to do it. They will not be able to function. They won't be able to function. This knowledge is not good for them at this point. They're not on a level for that knowledge. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At a certain level of knowledge, while it's great metaphysically, it's important, it's significant, and the person who is able to tolerate that knowledge is really strengthened by that knowledge. But an individual who is not on that level and is not capable of that, on the contrary, that knowledge will destroy them. They will not be able to function, won't be able to go out. They will not be able to be involved in the Gula. So that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it, and he said, Kosam Abnei Yisrael, Ek Yesh Lachani Alecha. Just explain to them the idea of the universe. Don't bring it out in terms of its future effects. Rightfully you should, because this is the moment, really, when it should be established. And then when they see the Gula takes place, then they'll know that this is always going to be that way. But that's only for a person who can tolerate the idea of a shibud. But people who are in shibud at that moment can't tolerate it. They just want to hear about Gula. They don't want to hear about shibud. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yafa Mata, Yafa Mata. You see, so the thing is that the kasha really, now you see the kasha really is removed. The question was, in the parentheses, yes, he says, that he says that he says, Chalila, well, the question says, Lo shehiskil chalila Moshe biyosa, lo shelo haven divei Hashem yisbarach. He lo machshavto machshavas Hashem yisbarach. So he once he says that they shall shemay oz kacho isa daito bomo is barach eke asher eke lemoshe levado higi velo she yagin li Yisrael vizeo yofo amata shegam daiti metchila kacho isa. So he wants to say there was a misunderstanding. No need to say it was a misunderstanding. No need to say it was a misunderstanding. I don't know that Pirush is right. Who wrote that? But the but the truth of the matter is that it's not necessary to say that. It's not a question. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained the idea fully to Moshe Rabbeinu, and in terms of the idea, that's the correct idea. And in terms of what should be, that's what should be. But Moshe Rabbeinu's role as a leader, as a manhig, demanded that he think over the perfect idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and adjust it and apply it for the Ummah. That was his role. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave him the idea in abstract in its perfect form, you see. But his role was to take the idea and to adjust it. That was his responsibility. I mean, his responsibility was to make sure that Klal Yisrael has the strength to be involved in the Gula, to participate in the Gula. If they participate, there's no Gula. So that was his role. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yafel Mata, Yafel Mata. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told him the perfect idea. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, but this idea has to be adjusted for the Ummah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafel Mata, that's your role. That's right. That's exactly right. So that's really the Rashi explains the dialogue. If you take a look, yeah, because you see he mentions in the parentheses, he mentions that the Lashon HaGemara is mashma like he's saying that it was a misunderstanding. It's not mashma like that. It doesn't say misunderstanding. Just like this, it says Chazal say Ekesh Erekel Lakosh Baruch Lemoshe Leich Emol Lemli Yisrael Ani Yisi Mochem B'Shibud Zeh. Is interesting. Ani Hayisi Imochem B'Shibud Zeh. Va'ani Ehya Imochem B'Shibud Malchias. It means it wasn't a Yisi. I mean the Gula didn't take place yet, but it means to say that you'll see, you shall see, it was something the Ummah should know this. This is something which the Ummah really should have knowledge of, because then in the Gula it'll form a permanent idea in their minds, you see. So he says, Amal afon abanshon, dayel atzar b'shaita, Amal akadosh baruch, aleichem olehem, ek yesh lachani aleichem. You see, it wasn't that, it was led, just tell them this, tell them the idea of the Ashgacha, tell them the universal, but don't tell them the full idea. But the full idea doesn't vanish. I mean, the full idea is still there, it still exists. I mean, the full idea is necessary, b'zman hazeh. I mean, this pasuk is b'zman hazeh. Is it really, if a person doesn't understand this, if a person doesn't understand this idea, he doesn't understand Gulas Mitzrayim. And Gulas Mitzrayim is everything. And we're still involved in the same kind of a situation. So it means that this is, that the Ekeh Asher Ekeh is a permanent idea. It's something which we have to know today, just as much as they had to know it then. And we have the benefit of the knowledge of the Gulas Mitzrayim, which is evidence for the Gula Asida, the ultimate Gula. And that's why you see by Pesach at night Gula Asida has to be there. Gula Asida, the last coast, Gula Asida has to be there. Because Gulas Mitzrayim and Gula Asida are one. How are they one? They're one because it's the same Ashgacha. The same Ashgacha. It's not any different and not any weaker. And the same Ashgacha that was there then, Ani Yisi Moim B'Shibud Zev, Ani Eye Moim B'Shibud Acher. That's what Chazal is saying. That's really the idea. That's what Chazal is saying. That was the concept. So that was the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, according to that pshat, so what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Question was, Hinei Anochi Vol Bnei Yisrael. V'yamarti lohem alakei avaisechem shlochani aleichem. V'omri mashimo ma'oma aleichem. So what was his question according to Rashi? What was the question? The question was, yeah, it's true. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to go to Bnei Yisrael. But when I go to Bnei Yisrael, I can't just go there. I mean, just tell them what, that there's going to be a miracle. They're going to get out. I mean, well, why? What's the idea? Well, what kind of an idea is it? Is it Scharvon? Is it what? How does this? What is the concept? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now you explain them. This is not Scharvon. It's not like the Scharvon of a Yochid. It's a different system. Because if he would just tell them that it's Maisei Hashem for some reason, Maisei Hashem, that wouldn't be correct. In other words, he knew that the Ummah could not be Nigal unless they had the proper idea of Gula. Without the proper idea, there's no Gula. Just to say they're going to get out miraculously somehow, some kind of Nace is going to occur, is going to take them out miraculously, that's not Gula. That's confusion. Gula demands that the mind be able to see clearly what's happening. So that's why he said, V'amuli mashimo mo'oma aleihem. It means, mashimo means, what is the Shem Hashem? What kind of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this? How does this work? What is the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Shem Hashem is over here is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he explained to them. You explain to them this is not Tzchav Einish. It's not Tzchav Einish. It's a different system. It's a system which is a permanent system, and it's a special system, a special Ashgacha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's not any weaker in Golus. It's different. But it exists just as well when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam as it does in Golus. Only it's different. But it doesn't exist to any lesser degree. And what was the Midbar Sin? I mean, Moro was the Mayim Amorim, and then they went to Elim, and Elim there's no problem. Elim goes it was very there were wellsprings and trees. It was a wonderful place. But then they went to Midbar Sin. Vayilonu kol adas mesol amoshu lamba midbar v'emalei mesol miyitim v'sen biyad Hashem meretz Yisrael. V'shiftein alser basu chlein lachum asova ki atzeisu masom al midbar zel lamasus kol akol zel barov. What was wrong? It doesn't say. Doesn't say what? Okay, well, I'm just saying the pasuk doesn't say. But then you'll see it says, "Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron el kol bnei Yisrael erev v'idatem ki ad Hashem hutzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim." What does that mean? Erev v'idatem ki ad Hashem hutzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, "Lefisha martem lanu ki yotze semosanu teidu ki lo anachnu hamotziim." Ela Hashem hotzi eschem sheyogiz lochem es haslov. Yeah. So what does Rashi mean? This is what the slav is going to prove. I mean, all the nisim in Mitzrayim don't prove it, and the slav proves it. I mean, what is Rashi saying? Lefisha matem lonu ki yotzeisim osan teidu ki lo anachnu amotziim. Ela Hashem hotzi eschem sheyogiz lochem es haslov. What does Rashi mean? What does it mean? Erev Yedatim, I mean, that's the all the Nisim and Mitzrayim aren't enough, and Kriyas Yamsuf is not, and this love is the proof, you see? But the answer is, and this is something I mentioned before, that the question was, see, the difficulty was in leaving Mitzrayim. That's why they said, Nitne Rosh V'Nashuv Mitzrayim, because the question was that now that they really demonstrated their status to the Mitzrim, so the question was maybe they should really go back and negotiate with the Mitzrim a different kind of a settlement. What are you leaving civilization for? Where are you going into a midbar, abandoning civilization? They really should have turned around, and they should have, now the Mitzrim feared them, they wouldn't say anymore, they wouldn't make them avadim anymore, And they wouldn't say anymore that they can't go out to serve their God. They learned their lesson, so they could work out a settlement with them, sort of a situation where they could stay in civilization and partake of all the benefits of the civilization, and not leave and go into a midbar. See, that was a taina. That was a taina. Taina was. There we had a whole society, a whole civilization. So why did you do this? Yeah, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But now, what do we do now? Now maybe we should go back and work something out with them. And why leave the whole civilized world and go into a midbar? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Erev yidatem ki Hashem hotzi eschem me'aretz Mitzrayim. It's not just, you're not talking about the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you out of there, because then when you see the mon and the slav, so then you see this, that's what the demonstrator, this is the place you're supposed to be, you're not supposed to be there. And that was the strangeness of the, I mentioned this one time before, that was the strangeness of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, was that a nation that demonstrates its superiority should now go back and exercise its superiority over the civilized country that it was superior to. But no, it leaves the whole civilization and goes nowhere. It's into a midbar, into a desert. That's Lech Techach Rabba Midbar Baraslo Zachat Lechem Chesed Nirayach. It's not a simple thing to leave a whole civilization, the biggest civilization of the time, and the one that was really that afforded a person a luxurious life. And that's what they're saying. Even the Avodim there lived in a certain level of luxury. Now to leave all that and abandon and go into a midbar, and you're telling us this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do? Where do you see? How do you know that? Erev yidatem ki Hashem hotzi eschem eretz Yisrael. He wants you out of Mitzrayim, and that was demonstrated through the Mon and the Slav. Why? What Max is saying means that would, if they would have thought that, then they would think they got out, and now they're free to do whatever they want. That's correct. Yeah.
It's in line with what he's saying, because same
motion. One thing is Gulas Mitzrayim, that's one thing. But then after Gulas Mitzrayim, I mean, the question is, what do you do afterwards? That's the next question. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them he didn't explain, in other words, he didn't give them the idea in terms of its full application for the future. But the idea he gave them, but without the application. Okay. V'odorshu. Rabban says, V'odorshu. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Emor lohem, Ani shehoyisi, Va'achshav anihu, Va'anihu osid lovo, Lekach kosuv kan eki gimel pomen. Okay? So this is three times. Why three times? So Yitzchak says three times is because it means that God's eternal existence. Aisha Yisi V'Achsha V'Anihu V'Anihu Asid Lava. Says Ubiu Das Rabbi Yitzchak Ki Ba'avur She'azman Ha'over V'Osid V'Azman Ha'over V'Osid Kulo B'Borei B'Hove Ki ein chalifus utzva imo v'lo avru miyomov klum lefikach yikrabo kol hazmanim b'shem echad mora chiv hametzius. Wasn't Ramban is quoting Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, Rabbi Yitzchak says it seems something which is intelligible, that it says, why did it say ekya three times? Because one is Ani Shehoyisi, and the second one is Achshav Anihu, and the third one is Anihu Osid Lavo. Lekach Kosav Kan Ekya Kimo Pomet. Ubiur Dasib Yisrael, Vavis is Mana Ova, what's it called? Kulu Bar Behova, Kinechalis is Vaima, Ova Miyam of Kun, Lefichoch Yikar Ko Igrabo Kos Nashem Mecha, Morachiv Amtsis. What is Ramban saying? What is it saying? It would seem that Rabbi Yitzchak says it's self-understanding. What does it mean? So the Ramban is bothered with is saying, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that it says it three times. But you'll notice the three times that it says it is always Eya. You see? It's always Eya. Why doesn't it say Hoya Hove V'yiyya? Doesn't say that. So Ramban says that that's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining. Rabbi Yitzchak is an interesting. Imagine Ramban. You see, Ramban looked in deeply into the words of Chazal. That's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining. That it doesn't say it Hoya Hove V'yiyya, because if it would say Hoya Hove V'yiyya, it would mean that his existence is an existence in time. Even though it's eternal, you might say, it's eternal, yeah, but it's subject to time. It means he existed in the past infinitely, he exists in the present, and he exists infinitely in the future. That would be wrong, because that would mean that he is subject to Zman, you see. But no, he says that would be inappropriate, that would be incorrect. He says v'lo ovru miyom av klom. That would mean that there is time as an element which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is subject to. That would be an inappropriate idea. Okay. So he says, so what? So that's why it says it three times, but it says it only in one form. And what is the form? The form of ehyeh means he will always exist. You see, the ehyeh form is the future form is the one form which lends itself to the idea of eternal and not zman. You understand me? Because you say, what he means. Ehyeh means he will always exist. You can't speak about him in the past. You can't speak about him in the present. You can only say, in the Ramban says Hove, he means different Hove. It's not Hove, our Hove. It means he always exists. You see? So Ehyeh, the form of Ehyeh, is the only form that is used because it's Mora al Chiyav HaMetzios. It means he will always exist. What is his existence? How can you talk about God's? He will always exist. It means it's essential eternity. What is it? In other words, the Zman of a, you can't, in other words, when you speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the past or the present or the future, there's only one appropriate way for man to describe his existence, and that is he will always exist. It means his existence is not related to time at all, but it's essential. It's essential. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak means. That's why it's three times to show you that it's mora on the fact that it encompasses the ovar and the hove and the osid of this universe. But it encompasses it not in the way, not under the framework of Zman, but it encompasses it because it's essential existence. That's what the Ramban says, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak means. Yes. The final yikra bo kol hazmanim b'shem echad. One shame. What's the shame? Morachi of HaMetzius. Which is the shame that's Morachi of HaMetzius? Eh, yeah. He will always exist. He will always exist does not mean in the future. It means that he will always exist because his existence is essential. So that's why he uses the word ehyeh. That's the only proper description. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak means. Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say that it's three times to be mora on hoyah v'yiyah. But it's only mentioned in one form because it would be inappropriate to say hoyah v'yiyah, because then you'd be saying your subject is man. So that's why it says it three times to give you the idea of Hoyah HaVeYiyah, but simultaneously to show you it's not the same Hoyah HaVeYiyah of an ordinary existence, but it's a Hoyah HaVeYiyah of Ehyeh, essential existence. You see, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. But it's amazing how the Ramban didn't just take Rabbi Yitzchak on a superficial plane. And so he goes, could have said, it's just all it shows, all he's saying is, yeah, three times, however you can, however you. No, it's not keneged. Why is that keneged? And the reason is, if that's keneged, so it should have been straight. It's not like a drusha. You know, like I say, it's a keneged this, keneged that. It's not a drusha. It's an actual limud. It means it has to be that way. It has to be these three can negate the idea of Hoya Hova the year, but the Hoya Hova the year is not based upon Hoya Hova the year. It's based upon Eya, which means his existence is essential. Essential existence. He will always exist. He must exist. That's what it means. He must. His existence is necessary. That's what it means. It's amazing. Well, you see the Rambanda, you see how he saw deeply into what he said. Didn't you go see Tanya? I said, yeah, Kenega, see Tanya. Rambanda understood exactly what the idea was. It's a very deep idea. Okay. Yeah. He said, the Ramban's right. Yeah. It says, man over va'osid kulo b'bori b'hova. It means to say, he's not subject to Zman. That's what it means. It's always, every Zman is related to his existence. But his existence is not related to Zman. See, every Zman is related to his existence, but his existence is not related to every Zman. That's exactly what he says. It says Behova. Behova doesn't mean our Hova.
Right.
You see? Okay. So like this, the way we learn Pshat and Rashi. He said like this. He says, "Aladiat chilas in yano ki she'elaso shamosh l'das darkei Hashem mishmo." He wanted to know, and it says, "What is the Shem Hashem?" He wanted to know. It means Shem Hashem means darkei Hashem mishmo, because Shem Hashem means Yedias Hashem. That's what Shem means. Kinyan shechos v'mahod yenis noz drachecho v'aidocho v'chaheshiv lo Hashem v'karosi b'shem ad Hashem l'fonecho. What does it mean? Karosi b'shem ad Hashem l'fonecho. It means I'll explain to you the idea, an idea with regard to Hashem. V'chanosi es asher ochon v'richamti es asher arachem lemar ki b'shem anich borazeh ashe yikro lefonov yechonein v'yirachem v'lo yuchal adam lovo ad omek derochov kein oma b'kan eho eman de eho b'shmi shetoma lohem shehu ekye. What is he saying, basically? You see, he says that according to Unklus, that the Eho Eman de Eho means I will be with the one that I will be with. Like he said, the Ramban says that that's directly really from the Pesukim later. The Karasi B'Shem Ad Hashem Lefanecho. V'chanosi es asher ochon v'richamti es asher arachim. So what does it mean? The crossing. What does the Pshut Hashem mean? V'chanosi es asher. What does one thing have to do with the other? The crossing Hashem Shalom Fanecho is one thing. What's v'chanosi es asher ochon v'richamti es asher arachim? What does that got to do with it? It's a separate thing. But the answer is, you see what the Ramban says? Ramban says like this. Amazing idea. It's like this. He says lemar ki b'shem anich borazeh asher yikro lefonov. Mitzvah Shabbos will be Karel Fonov. Yechonein v'yirachem, v'lo yuchal odom lovo ad omek drachov. What's Ramban saying? Ramban's not just saying a firm thing. You don't understand the Karel Fonov. I mean, there's an idea over here. See, Kain Omar Bekan Eho Eman De'Aho Bishmi Shetoma Lohem Shehu Eke Kivo Ani Im Ha'odom Lechonein v'yirachem. What's Ramban saying?
It's like a closed definition. That means that the only way you understand these things is by knowing God's essence.
What he's saying is like this. And why is this important to tell them at this time? It's an amazing Ramban. It's a Ramban of my uncles. Amazing uncles. What he means is like this. It means that, you see, there cannot be any Geula if the people have the wrong idea of what Geula is. If the people will look at the Geula in a way that they think that they could understand, somehow or other, they could feel or they could understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, then it's not Gula. Then it's just nonsensical. Then it's just reverting to a nonsensical, primitive state. You see? That state of mind borders on Avodah Zarah. But they must know that there's only, that everything that happens, yes, there's a reason, there is a knowledge of it, but it stems from Yediyas Hashem. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu could understand it. He can understand it. V'karasi b'shem ad Hashem l'fanecho. Then you'll understand, v'chanosi es asher ochon v'richamti es asher arachem. You'll understand my midos. But those midos stem from a Yediyas Hashem. It's the source. The Shem Hashem is the source. It's not a source that a person can project emotionally onto a Kadosh Baruch. You see? That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. See, ki b'shem ha-nechbor hazeh she yikro lefonov yechonein v'irachim. That how does the Rachmonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come about? Not through any kind of feelings that we can project or relate to. If you think that way, then there's no gula. There's no reason for the gula. But to recognize that the Midas HaRachamim stems from a source of infinite Chochma that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand, but it's a Dova Omok Miod. That's what the Ramban says. That's what it says. V'lo yuchal adam lovo ad omek derachav, which means to say that they must know. What did they know? They had to know that they don't know. That's what they had to know. In other words, Yitzias Mitzrayim was not possible unless they recognized that they cannot apply any kind of emotions or any kind of feelings, human feelings, to the situation, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gula. And if they don't know that, then there's no Gula. So the Gula is only possible if they know that the Midas HaRachamim, the Rechamti Asher Rachim, stems from the Shem Hashem, and it's accessible only through an unbelievable level of Chochmah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that was able to receive through the Nevuah. Like the Rambam says, nobody before him and nobody after him. And they have to know that that is the source of the Midas HaRachma. Nothing else. If they try to understand it, if they try to relate it to some kind of a feeling or some kind of a sense, then they're denying Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they're falling into the world of the primitive. So Uncle has held that the whole Geula, that's what he says, that's exactly what Rambam says. So he says, Avaladiat chile inyono, ki she'elos Hashem moshul das, da'ke Hashem mishmo. Da'ke Hashem mishmo. The kasha heshiv, later he says the same question. The kasha heshiv lo shom, the karasi b'shem ad Hashem ofenach v'chanos asher ochem v'yocham t'asher rachim. Right now he didn't give him the answer. But right now, he told them this much. He said, "This is what you must tell them. You must tell them, ki b'shem ha-nichbar hazeh, asher yikro lefonav, that he will in the future yechone v'yirachem. V'lo yuchal adam lavo adam adrachav. Person cannot feel he understands this. Kein omar bekan eho in mandeho. That why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? Why?" Because Eho Amandeho, his Chachma dictates. I have no way of knowing. For me, it's Amandeho. All I could say about it is, he is with who? With who he wills to be. Amandeho. And that's all I could say about it. So it's really a negation of any kind of sense, of understanding the Midas HaGola. It's a denial of any kind of human way to place the Geula and the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some kind of a human framework. That's an absolute denial of it. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? Because we feel it should be that way? Because it's right? No. Because Eho Mandaho. That's it. He decides. And that's only through the only one that can go up that ladder to gain access to why it is that way. Is Moshe Rabbeinu the Adon HaNeviim at one time, never anyone before, never anyone after, and that's why Docha B'Shem Echanos Yesh Asher Ochon V'Rechamti Yesh Asher Arachim. That's the source of the Midas HaGula. And if they don't understand the idea behind the Midas HaGula, if they're going to project nonsensical ideas on the Gula, there's no Gula. You see, that's what Uncle was saying. That's in course. That's the Ramban's language. Beautiful. Okay. Yeah, in other words, I mean, just in case it's not clear, Just to add some clarity over here, it means, in other words, what Uncle is saying is the Eho Iman de Eho stems from the Shem Hashem, which is Ekya. That's what he's saying. Okay. Is right. I mean, this should be extended to the concept of the Gimel Midos, that the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Bishor Sheheim Heim says as they should say the Gimel Midos Vani Mocha Lahem. According to Uncleus, that's exactly what it means. It means to say that just like over there, the concept of the Geula was understanding the Chanosius Asher Ochon, the Karasi B'Shem Hashem Lefonecho, Eho Mandaho, and then the Shem Hashem, so too, whenever they're Be'ez Tzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, they should Asul Lefonek HaSeda HaZev Ani Mochalem. That means they have to have this idea. They understand this idea, just like this idea was the idea of the Geula, so this idea will always be the idea through which they can become Nigel. That Asulafana Kazeda Hazeh Fani Machala. It's the same, it comes back to similar to what Rashi says, that really Gulas Mitzrayim was really the basis and the form, the model for every situation of Tzara, every situation of Gulas. And with regard to this, so that means that they that whenever they have that idea brought about the Gula, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, whenever the Beis Tzara, and they Asul Lefonek HaSeder HaZeh Vani Mocha Lahem. That's all, because that's a constant. It's a constant. That's just like that. That's like Rashi says, Ekya. It's not a machlokes. Ekya Shekya. Just like I am with them in this Tzara, I'll be with them in the next Tzara as well, because that's a permanent fixed Hashgacha. Okay. The Ramban in Rabbi Yitzchak, the Ramban mentions a pasuk from Iyuv, Chalifos v'tzava imi. So the Ramban says, that's the same thing. He says because ki bavur shas mana over va'osid kula b'borei b'hove. It means that for God there's only the present. Now what does it mean for God there's only the present? It doesn't mean that He has a present like our present. Because our present is our relationship to the institution of time. Because we live in time, and present is one component of time. You see, we relate to time. But it means, it means to say like this: when it says that God only has the present, it means because the past, you see, the past and the future is based upon the fact that we don't have a full grasp of reality. That's why something is in the past. It means it has already escaped us. It's not in existence anymore. Our grasp on existence is shown in terms of the past and the future. Because the future shows we don't have any grasp on that part of existence, and the past shows we have no grasp on that part of existence. The present is our only link. To our relationship to reality. It's a weak link. It's a momentary link. So that's why the Ramban says that God only has the present. Why? Because that's derech moshel. You see, it's abstracted derech moshel from us. Because insofar as our relationship to reality, it's only the present, and the present that we're really related to reality. The past and the future shows that we're unrelated to reality. So he means God is essential existence. So that's why the only tense that you could use is the present. The only tense that would be appropriate, derech moshel, is the present. Because the past and the future show that we're unrelated. To reality. So God, there's no past and there's no future. It's only the present. It means He is essential reality, and that's why everything is constantly before Him. There's no past or future. That's what the Ramban means. But he quotes a pasuk. Pasuk says that Eiv says, when Eiv lamented, that on that. He says, the Pasuk is in Iyuv Yud Aleph Yud Zayin. Iyuv Yud Aleph Yud Zayin. Techadesh, he's talking about Techadesh Eidecho Negdi. He's saying that God is Mechadesh Eidecho, means it means things that testify against me. In other words, a person becomes sick and testifies a test to his weakness. You see, the Serev Kaschaim Adin, and you increase your kas, your anger against me, meaning to say events that derech mashal you would consider anger. And then he says, he sums it up, Chalifos v'tzova imi. Chalifos v'tzova imi. So Chalifos means change, and tzova means tzova means a zman kotzov. It's in E of Zion. In E of Zion, he says, Halo tzova le'enosh ale aretz. Tzova le'enosh v'chimei socher yomav. You see? He has tzova means tzova means as man kutzov. Tzova is man le'enosh, kama yechya. It means his existence is, he is rooted in time. His existence is rooted in time. You see, the nature of his existence. The nature of his existence. In terms of relativity, I mean, I don't want to bear with me a little bit. It means that a person doesn't exist in time. Time and the physical are related. A person is a time physical existence. It's built in. It's not that time passes over him like people. Time's not like a river, but time is really a component, a built-in component in the nature of his existence. You see, it's a part of the substance of his existence. That's what it means. Chalifos v'tzova l'enosh. It means man's existence is by definition a time one. It's rooted in time. Time is not an accident that he's living in, as if he can go on for, as if it would be possible to go on. It's not extraneous. Time isn't extraneous to his essence. It's a component, built-in component. When a person dies, it's not that his time was up, it's he was up, because that's a part of his very substance of his existence. In the substance of his existence is time. The time is a component of the substance of his existence. It's a different idea, but that's the correct idea. I think since that's the correct idea, we might as well use the correct idea. But it shows you even more the concept, you see. But that's what he's saying. Alo Chalifus. So really, man is rooted in time. Time is a component of his existence, a part of his essence, you see, his substance. And Chalifos means that because he exists in time, he's subject to change. He's subject to change. So that's what the Ramban says. That's what Ramban pulls out that pasuk. He says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Chalifos v'tzava imo. See? That's what he says. Take a look at Ramban. So the Ramban says, he says, "V'lo avru miyam of klum." See, he is not rooted in time. In man, it's avar. What does avar miyam of mean? It means because he is essentially, as it says, kimei socher. Eiv says, "Sova le'enosh ale kimei socher." It means that the time is a component of his existence, and that's why when time passes, it means part of his existence is gone. Part of his existence is gone. Since man is rooted in time, as time goes on, his existence is waning. His existence is waning. So he says, so that's what the Ramban says, that v'lo avru miyam of klum, God does not exist in time. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak was saying. And he doesn't exist in time, and there's no chalifos. He doesn't exist in time, and he's not subject to change. Because the reason why we're subject to change is because insofar as we exist in a physical capacity, these guys completely removed from the very essences of our existence. That says Ein Chalifus V'Tzava Ima. That's what the Ramban says. Not subject to change and does not exist in time. Okay, that's the Ramban's Mezubitz. Okay, now let's go back. Then we did the Unkelus, and now the Ramban comes back again. and he says like this. He says, he gives all, brings down all the pshatim. Vagoyen Rav Sadya Kasav. Rav Sadya Goyen says, ki biuro. You got it? Asher lo ovar velo yavar. Ki hu rishon v'hu achron. He says, krovim devorav ledivu Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Sadya Goyen said the similar thing as the Medrash, as Rav Yitzchak said. You see, the Ramban says before, he says, "Lefichach yikorei bo kolas manu b'shem echad." That all the times are used one time. Morachi of Amitzias. It shows you the idea of God's essential existence. So it's Chi of Amitzias. So it's the same. It's the same. What is the difference? Why does Ramban say that they're different?
Yeah.
What he means is, I tell you what he means. What he means is, what does he mean it's the same but it's not the same? It is the same. And it's the exact same thing. The reason why it's not the same is not because the idea is not the same, but because the only way man can know God is through negation, through negative knowledge, like the Rambam says. So he means it's the same idea as Rav Yitzchak, where Rav Yitzchak used one negation and Sadya Goyen used another negation. But it's the same concept. Because the only way that man can gain knowledge of God is through negating things that are part of his existence. So that's what he's saying. So he's saying Rav Yitzchak negated the idea of time, that God doesn't exist in time. That all time for God is like the present. That he's the source of all reality, Hashem Elokim Emes. And therefore there is nothing that is out of his reach, like we have a past and a future, because he's different, you see. So that's the way Rav Yitzchak really, that's what Rav Yitzchak says, that's the semantics of the shame. You see, the question is the semantics of the shame. That's what Ramban says, it's different. He means because they're trying to understand the semantics of the Ekya Asher Ekya. So Rav Yitzchak's semantics was in terms of time. He says, but Rav Sadya Goyen's semantics was in terms of first and last. Ani Rishon Vani Achron. So what does it mean, Ani Rishon Vani Achron? It means he explained to them that God is first, but not in the sense of first, in our sense of first, and not in our sense of last. Of course, our sense of first means that the elements in the series are identical, but there's a first one and then there's a last one. But God is first and God is last, because he's not an entity in the series. He's intrinsically, his existence is intrinsic. So Rishon and Achron is a different Rishon and Achron. So he says, that's Ekya Asher Ekya. That's where Rav Sadya Goyen says, Ekya Asher Ekya. That it means, the implication is, that he will always exist, he's the first and he's the last. But not the first and the last in the sense of entities, elements in a series where there's a first one and there's a last one. That would be a contradiction. Correct. Yeah, that's correct. But you have a first in a series. I mean, you have a series. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. It can't be simultaneous. But that's what I'm right. So he says, so he, the only difference, that's what he means by the difference. There, it's the same idea, but the difference is in how you interpret the semantics of Ekya Asher Ekya. But it's the same idea. That's what he's Krovin, Devar, the Yitzchak. Same thing, but through a different negation. Through a different negation. They all the negations lead to Chi of Amitzios, that God is essential existence, and that's why he's the first and the last. And that's why he's outside of time. It's just a question of which route you take. That's what the Ramban is saying. It's Krovim Dvar is the same thing, but it's just a different semantics. Yes. So since his first is not the same as a regular first, so it's because he's outside of time. It's a different first. You understand? Adam Rishon was first means he's the first in the series of men. But that's a different kind of first. God is not first in that sense, because that's a first that exists in time. But God is outside time, and that's why he's first. It's a different kind of first. Where do you say that? You say it every day. I don't know if you guys say it or not. Rishon vein reishis l'reishisa. That's what it means. Rishon is first. Vein reishis l'reishisa. It's not It's not the Rishis. It's not a first like our first. That's a Rishon Vein Rishis L'Rishis. That's what he said. That's the enunciation. That's a Sadigan. Sadigan is saying that's what Ekya Sher Ekim implies. Okay, that's what that's the basic idea. You saw it does. So that's what the Rambam says. Okay, so now let's go further. So now he says like this. So he says, V'arav Amar B'mor Anavuchim, the Rambam says, HaNimtza, Asher Hu Nimtza, Kloma Ro'i HaMetzius. Ro'i HaMetzius means essential existence. Okay, you have to understand that. It means essential, Chiyav HaMetzius. Ro'i HaMetzius. Okay. So at any rate, yeah. HaMachuyav HaMetzius, yeah. So it means he is the only thing, like the Rambam says, Hashem Elokim Emes. He's the only thing that's real, because every other existence is contingent, but he's real existence. Same kind of idea. Take a look. All right, Yivaya Lohem. He says Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them ki yesh nimtzo roi li motzei shelo hoya nedar velo yie nedar. He must exist. That's his essential existence. Vini ledas elach hachonim. So now the Ramban comes back and goes back to explain the whole overview of what's going on here. He says, "Ladasa." So what? I mean, so what is the point of the enunciation of the Yisodei Hadas over here? So what is it? What's happening between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe Rabbeinu is asking a question, and then God's giving him an answer. Well, what is it? So it's Yisodei Hadas, but what does it have to do with anything? What's that have to do with his mission, with what he has to accomplish? Okay. This is Yevaya. Let's say something. Yes, Vino Das Elchem Tzorch Shana Farish Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar LaMoshe Sheyomar Lohem Zeh Hashem. He should tell them this idea, the Yelam Demosa, and he should teach them the idea. Kloma. What does it mean? He should teach them Sheyifrot Lohem Rayos Sichlios, that he should specifically give them logical proofs. Asher bohem yiskayim eitzel chachom mehem ze Hashem, that through these logical proofs they will be able to have knowledge, know for certain the shame. So the shame means, the shame is really a term that expresses an idea. It's like a short form for a system of ideas. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach them, in the shame is like a synopsis, it's just like one word. The one word comes about through many, many ideas and proofs. You see, of course it's one concept, but what did it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, instructed him to tell the people that? It means to say, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked, he says, V'omer li mashimo, ma'omar leha. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ekya Sher Ekya. When you say Ekya Sher Ekya, what was the question, what was the answer? The question Moshe Rabbeinu was asking was, what knowledge do I have to give them in order to make the Gula possible? What should I tell them? The Gula is not possible if people are stupid and ignorant and have wrong ideas about God. That's not possible. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what exactly the nature of the instruction that he should give is. In other words, he didn't want to take the responsibility. He didn't want to take the responsibility because there are different levels of Yedias Hashem. And he had to know which level is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could answer that question. What level of Yedias Hashem is necessary, is appropriate for them now in order to make the Gula possible. So that's what the Ramban says. He says, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Moshe Sheyomar Lohem Zeh Hashem V'Yelam Dei Maso. And he has to teach them the idea, the knowledge of Hashem, of this shame. Kolama sheyifrelam rayos sichlios asher bohem yiskayim etzel chachamein ze Hashem, that they should really be sure, certain, soundly rooted, intelligently in the true idea of God. Kloma. Kloma hametzius olakim ashelo ova velo yavor. Ki zechiras Hashem bovad yoma mashe yoma. What do you mean? Just to say the names? They didn't. Einenu raya levatel mehem das hakadmus or apikursus hamachushov bebitl hametzius legamri. So that's why I said, so the idea was not to say a word. I mean, it was to teach them. That's what the Rambam explains, and all these Mefarshim, he says, agree with this idea. Namely, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu's question. He knew the Gula is not possible without Yedias Hashem. There's no purpose in the Gula without. So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what exactly must I teach them in order to make the Gula possible? That's the Ramban. And the answer was, all these Chachamim say, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Sagigayim, and the Rambam, all these Chachamim and all those from that school, probably a bit as well, they all say that was exactly the knowledge that Moshe Rabbeinu had to convey to them in order there should be a Gula. To prove, not just to tell them the idea, not enough to tell them, Ramban said, not enough to even tell them the correct idea, but it had to be proven, demonstrated, that this is so. And only when it was firmly rooted, they grasped it intellectually and understood it soundly, then the Gula was possible. That's what the Ramban says. Oh. Yeah, this game. Okay. So that's what the Ramban. Now the Ramban says the Einze Mashma Uso Shomikra. He disagrees. Very nice pshat. Ramban doesn't disagree with the concept. He says, but this is not Mashmosa Shel Mikra. Avol ki haskaras Hashem lahem hu araya v'hu ha'os v'amofes al devorim shishalo. So Ramban goes into Ramban. Why doesn't Ramban like it? You see, that's one reason. And he says, v'al daiti, he says, according to my own opinion, lo yistapku ziknei Yisrael b'metziya saboro kasher amara v'cholila. He singles out the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam maintains they didn't know. You see, there's two objections the Ramban has. You see, what does Ramban say? He says because lo yistapku. He says ziknei Yisrael b'metzias habarik shama rav v'cholila. I want to explain exactly what he said. Because on the surface, Ramban's question doesn't make any sense. Ramban's question is that they're not mesupik about the has nothing to being mesupik. The point is, Yedias Hashem is a very, very difficult subject, and it's an endless subject. That's Maisa Merkava. So it wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu just went and told them a fact, like the Ramban himself says. He had to teach them the proofs. The proofs is not the same. You don't have to say the Cholila. You say when Ramban says Cholila means Cholila demistopic. But you don't even have to be mistopic. It's a whole limud. So there was a level of limud that they had to gain, a level of knowledge. But you see, here the Ramban singles out the Rambam. He doesn't. It's not against the others, because the idea of the others, the Ramban, by the way, does not disagree that without this, there's no Gula. There's no question about that. But he says that's necessary. That he agrees with them. That philosophically there's no Gula without Yedias Hashem, that's correct. But he says, but that they had already. They had that already. Well, what does it mean they had it already? Well, you can't say they had it already because it's an endless thing. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of Moshe Rabbeinu a deeper, a certain depth, in-depth level. And so that was necessary. So what's the Ramban's question? See, that's not the Ramban's question. Ramban agrees that that's true according to the other Mefarshim. But he singles out the Rambam because he says the Rambam implies that they didn't have the ideas at all. That they were shaky in the very fundamentals of Yahadis. That the Ramban, he's singling out the Rambam because he says the Rambam, the others are saying, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Sadigayin are saying it's an in-depth level. That he agrees, nothing wrong with that because it's something which is endless. And that's exactly the instruction he received in Piagvura as to the level. Okay? But the Rambam he singles out, because the Rambam implies that they were shaky on the idea. And he was the one that had the responsibility to imbue them with the idea. That the Rambam disagrees, because he'll add him a sort from before. That's why it says v'chalila. So v'chalila is not on the limud, you have to understand. Chalila is on the fact that the Rambam implies in the Moreh Nevuchim that they were shaky in the idea. That he objects. You see? But on the other's pshat, he doesn't have that objection because they're saying it's a level of raya's and proofs, like he said himself. So that you can't object to that. On that score, he objects for a different reason. Because he says the mashmos hakosov is not that way. The mashmos hakosov is that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for an idea that had to do with his shlichus, not in abstract in general. That's what the Ramban is saying. You understand what I mean? You have to understand it. The Ramban is saying that why doesn't he like the pshat of Rav Yitzchak? I mean, he's arguing Rav Yitzchak. This is a side you got in the Rambam's pshat, the essential pshat, because he says it seems to him the mashmos haposuk is, yeah. On the zelchos, in other words, it would seem that the ideas, he agrees with them in principle that the gula is not possible without that, but simultaneously says mashmos hakosov is that the ideas weren't just metaphysical ideas which are necessary to have the gula, but they're ideas that have to do with the shlichus. You understand me? Now you have to learn Ramban carefully. Now take a look at what he says. And I can't explain all Ramban because he goes into like a little bit of Kabbalah, but I'll try my best. He says, he explains why the contraction. First he said, Ekesh, Ekesh. And then he said, just say Ekesh. So Ramban says, why did he change it? Because Ekesh, Ekesh was an elaboration of the ideas. But he says, but when you come to them, just use one word. Because it should be clear, Yichud Hashem should be clear. Use two words, then that's liable to give somebody a wrong idea, wrong notion. Yichud Hashem is something which you can't be too careful with, so you can't even use two words. He said contract it, Ekya. That's it, just use that one chain. That's what Ramban says. Beautiful Ramban. Okay, now Ramban's like this. He says ulakach tzivo, it means he should, I mean that's what it shows the caution necessary in when a person is talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so how careful he must be with regard to Yichud Hashem. You can't say any expression even if the implication in any way isn't completely Mora ala Yichud. That's like this. Well, lakach tzivoot, kosom al b'nei Yisrael, al Hashem shlochani, ki Hashem azeh hu midas rachamim, v'yedu ki yolich liyamin Moshe zeroa tif'arto, v'yachadesh osos u'mofsim ba'olam. Okay? Yeah. Vine Pirishlo, ki ekya ashetzivo lemor lahem, hu hashem agodol hazeh, vehem shovim bilashonam ubaosios. I'll go into that in a minute. But what's the main idea that he's saying? What's the main idea that he's saying? What's the main concept he's saying? He's saying like this. A lot of stuff here. The main idea he's saying is like this. The first thing Ramban is saying, the first part, says, Kihu shaluach aleihem b'midas adin asher b'midas harachim. What does it mean, b'midas adin asher b'midas harachim? What does it mean? B'midas adin asher b'midas harachim. V'omar, kosom v'nei so, sheyask l'ashem o'echad levad l'horos alachtas, l'kach omar, ki Hashem is b'midas harachim, v'yedu ki yolich etz pasuk, ki yolich l'yemin Moshe zroa tefatah. The Echadesh Osos Umofsim Ba'olam. The Echadesh Osos Umofsim Ba'olam. Okay. What it means is like this. You see, Midas, it means to say like this. He taught them two things. Well, actually, I'm sorry. One thing, he was more on the Yichud Hashem. It was Mora on Yichud Hashem with the one shame, and they had the knowledge before, but he showed that there are midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means manifestations of his actions, you see, and the manifestations of his actions a person can gain certain knowledge of, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, but there are certain manifestations of his actions that we can gain insight into, and those are, that's what he taught them, and that's wrapped up in the idea of Midas Adin Hashem and Midas HaRachman. It means like this. Midas HaRachman without Midas Adin would mean, for instance, if an animal needs food and it receives food. Okay, so that's simply described as Midas HaRachman, because it's just for the, it's just really for the benefit of the creature. See? So the man is a creature as well. So if whatever pleasures, for instance, are available to man because of his, all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Midas HaRachman alone. Okay? Midas HaDin Asher b'Midas HaRachman means that the Midas HaRachman enables the individual to exist, but only because of his essential purpose in existence, which is his Das Hashem. You see, it means the Midas HaRachamim is tied to the Midas HaDin, that it doesn't take off on its own. It doesn't take off on its own to just give a person things that make him happy or in a physical sense pleasurable things. That's not Midas Hashem that he taught them. It could be a different Midas Hashem. It's Midas Hashem in the Rachma V'Kol Ma'aseh. Rachma V'Kol Ma'aseh means even the smallest creature, biggest creature, smallest creature. So that's a different thing. But what he taught them was the Midas HaRachman that's tied to the Midas HaDin. He taught them that there is a taught. He gave them a knowledge. In other words, like this, it wasn't a one. He was taught them that this is not a one-time event. Yetzias Mitzrayim. They had to understand Yetzias Mitzrayim in the framework of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, the framework of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means not, they're not just going through an event that they're getting out of Mitzrayim. The person doesn't gain anything by that. It means that they had knowledge of how Yetzias Mitzrayim is a natural thing in terms of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole framework of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they had to gain knowledge of that sphere. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's what the Ramban disagrees with the other Rishonim. Because he says he agrees with them that it's knowledge. But he says the knowledge has to be insofar as his shlichus is concerned, not just insofar as Kadmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechuyev HaMetzius, and he's outside his mind. That's very nice, and he agrees that it's very necessary, but he says, but the ideas that he taught them had to be knowledge that pertains to his very shlichus. So what does that mean, knowledge pertains to shlichus? It means that he came to them and he said, I'm not just going to be instrumental in taking you out of Mitzrayim because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. That's nothing. So it looked like a one-time miracle, you see? No, I'm going to show you why these events, when you understand Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you'll see that this is a natural thing in this situation. This is a natural thing. You see? You'll understand the whole framework of the reality that exists before God in terms of these events. That's what the Ramban says. But that's Midas HaRachman Asher B'Midas HaDin. It means to say that the Midas HaRachamim is tied to a Midas HaDin, which means the purpose of man's existence. Din means judgment. Judgment means, what is a man judged on? He's not judged on whether he eats breakfast or not. I mean, he's judged on things that have to do with the soul. You see? So it means to say that the soul of man, which engenders the whole realm of Midas HaDin, that there's Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Hashgachas Hashem that relates to him in that manner. And when you understand that, then you'll understand how come you're going out of the trap. It won't be something that's astounding. Something's astounding insofar as the person does not have knowledge. I mean, knowledge is more astounding, but I don't mean it in the same sense. You see, in a difference. In other words, it will not be something that is sensational. You understand? It will lose its quality of sensationalism. That was the shlichus. The shlichus was that they should lose that quality of sensationalism vis-a-vis the events that are going to transpire. And it should be something which fits into their framework of yidiyah, of knowledge. How is that possible? He had to teach them the midas harachamim asher b'midas adin. Midas adin asher b'midas racham. Okay. It means the tie-in of the two. It's a special realm of Ashgacha. Different realm of Ashgacha. Harachma pasecha sedechem esbirachol l'chol chai ratzon. That's midas harachamim. But there's a different midah. There's a midas harachman that's tied to a midas adin that results in what the Navi says, ki yolech liyamin Moshe zroa tefarta. See? That means yechare sheosas and mofsim bala. So that's, according to Ramban, that was the shlichus. That they couldn't go out of Mitzrayim as long as it was a sensational phenomenon. And it wasn't a phenomenon that they apprehended with Chachma. So he had to teach them Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to keep primary sight of Yichud Hashem, because a person can get lost in the study of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it'll come out that it'll deny Yichud Hashem. That's the Raman in the beginning of the Maran Vuchim. The danger that people when they got involved, you know, tried to understand Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that led them to deny Yichud Hashem. Maybe unconsciously they didn't know it, but that's what happened. So that's why the Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told them to say only Ekya. What does it mean, only Ekya? It means their knowledge of Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be a tarti desasri to Yichud Hashem. That's what it means. That's what the Ramban said. That's why it was contracted to show that they must, that understanding Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu must, the individual must never lose sight of Yichud Hashem. So he said, one shame, and then tell them the Midas. Then they'll have true knowledge. Okay? That's really what the Rambam points out in the beginning of the Mara. That people want to stray because of their desire to understand Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They lost Yichud Hashem. They lost it. And that's what the Ramban is alluding to over here. That the one shame Ekya is Yichud Hashem, and then the knowledge of Midas Hashem, but not in a contradictory way, but on the contrary, in a way that enhances the Yichud Hashem. You see, the way that enhances Yichud Hashem. That's what the Ramban is saying. Amazing Ramban. He did the fundamentals of Ramban. Now the Ramban goes into a different kind of an area. It's a little different. He says, the Ramban says, he brings a right, because that's why, yeah, the question is, Hashem lekev asechem shlochani aleichem. Okay? Hashem, so he says, ki Hashem azeh umidas rachman. Alright, he means the Yud Kei Vavke. He means he added later Yud Kei Vavke. At first he said, say Ekya, and then he added later Yud Kei Vavke. Okay? Now he says like this. That's what I mean. He says, first he said Ekya. And then he said that, Kosom Ne Sol Hashem Al Kevo Sechem Shlochani Alecha. And he used the Shem Havaya. So the Ramban says, that's the Shem HaGadol. The Haim Shovim Bolshonam. Ubaosios. What does that mean? Ekya is the same as Shem Havaya. Bilshonami means in the same semantic range. Ekya and Havaya. It means it has to do with existence. Okay. But